This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Democratic National Convention's fourth and final night Thursday is crescending with a speech from Vice President Kamala Harris. After a week of Democrats' most prominent figures rallying the party faithful, Harris has accepted her party's nomination for president during a speech in which she's widely expected to offer a vision and policy agenda to the American people. The theme of the final night is For Our Future. That's according to convention organizers. Appearing in Arizona, Donald Trump has used a stretch of wall and a pile of steel beams to draw visual contrast between his approach to securing the border and that of his Democratic opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris. The visit on Thursday was the fourth in a series of events held in battleground states this week to try to draw the focus away from Democrats' celebration of Harris's presidential nomination in Chicago. Speakers at the convention on Wednesday night accused Trump of using the border to stir up his base by demonizing immigrants. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made his first visit to the border area where his forces launched their surprise offensive into Russia 2 weeks ago. During the visit on Thursday, he said Kyiv's military had taken control of another Russian village and captured more prisoners of war. While in the northern Sumy region, Zelensky said the new POWs from the Russian region of Kursk would help build an exchange fund to swap for captured Ukrainians. Zelensky did not name the newly captured village and did not cross over into Russia, which would have regarded by Moscow as a provocation. A court in Bangladesh's capital has allowed police to interrogate two journalists in their custody for 4 days in connection with the murder of a garment worker who joined recent student protests against former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina that forced her to step down and flee to India earlier this month. This is VOA.